GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. They're doing it in the Netherlands. They're doing it in Finland. They're doing it in some parts of Canada. And now there's talk of doing it here in the state of Maine. It's our WVOMFM.com question of the Maine. Question of the day, I should say. And George, even before thought came to us to have this as a question of the day, a follower on our Twitter page sent it to us saying, you guys should talk about this. And we saw the link on our Twitter. You can connect with either of us via social media. Our Twitter and our Facebook are the same, George Hale, Rick Tyler Show. The question is, universal income a concept worth exploring in Maine? Universal income.
I actually saw this the article last night. I was about to tell you when we were chit-chatting back and forth that we've been working together too long. Because when I went to bed last night, I said to myself after the Patriots game, I said, we're going to be talking about universal income in the morning. I started laughing because one of the first people to ever suggest this was Thomas Paine in the Revolutionary War. Said, oh, everybody ought to have a check.
You remember when we were on with Ken and Matt from GAN last week, and they said, who's the best pick among Democratic candidates? And I said Yang. And the one thing about Yang that gives me the willies is he is, I think he's all on board, or at least he's on board for talking about this. And that's exactly what an appointed committee will do. And our friend Shenna Bellows is the chair. I'm going to see if Shenna might be able to join us by phone tomorrow on the program. Let's talk it over with listeners first. And by the way, if you don't think you're already a part of something like this, open up your phone bill and read closely next time, because there is a universal tax of some sort that is on your phone bill right now. And that goes to pay for what, well, some people called your Obama phone, but it was actually a program instated by the previous President Bush. There is a universal tax that we all pay on our telephone bill that helps pay for cellular service for someone that needs it that can't afford it. Similarly, here comes the idea of universal income.
Well, I was smiling. It's one of the hot topics in the country. We're not exactly inventing this. Andrew Yang made it. He wants to give everybody $1,000 a month as a centerpiece of his campaign. And even Senator Warren said, well, we'll think about that. Universal basic income, UBI, is one of the hot topics in the country. This whole idea gives all Americans a check, no questions asked, every month. It's a utopia. But the idea is to solve, now get a load of this, Rick. Get duct tape out, because I know you need it.
Well, I'm at least willing to have the conversation, so I'll set the duct tape down just for a second.
Well, it solves income equality.
Income inequality, I think. Right? Okay.
It insulates American families from the changing economy caused by artificial intelligence taking all the jobs away. And UBI, now, doesn't cost too much. It costs a hell of a lot. And people in the Department of Economics at various colleges have looked at it. You know, you were right. You talked about Europe. Not a new idea. Okay. Nixon talked about it. President Nixon talked about it.
If we go back to the very start of your sentence right there, you said it's designed to. Well, it's supposed to get rid of pay inequality. It's supposed to go to people that will use it for what they should, to help lift themselves out of poverty. But there, just as you said, no questions asked. There are no restrictions on it.
Well, haven't written the rules, but basically that's it. If you're alive, you get a check.
And then you can do with it what you want. And what's the guarantee that people are actually going to do with it what they're supposed to do, even if you're ready to take it out of our collective pockets? Caller, hello. The George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Is universal income a concept worth exploring in Maine? What are you thinking?
This is completely idiotic. What are they trying to do to this country? They're destroying everything. Who's going to pay the bills? You know, multiply 350 million times 1,000 and figure out what that's going to be every month. These people are idiots.
Caller, hello. The George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Universal income. It's working. I'll say it's in place elsewhere. And now there's a committee that's going to look at it for Maine. Is it even worth exploring, in your opinion?
Yes, hello. Well, guess who benefits? Corporate America. Walmart and your local grocery store.
What's wrong with a local grocery store benefiting after selling healthy food to someone who needs it?
Well, I'm just saying the money's going to be spent, is going to be spread around. That's why they're doing this.
Oh, okay.
They're spreading it around, and Walmart loves it. And your local grocery store.
They're going to
make a lot of money.
Well, how they plan to pay for the trillions of dollars it would take is that
the government.
The government. The premise of UBI is that you get an unconditional income guarantee from the government, regardless of your circumstances or your family income. You get $1,000 a month. They've thrown that number out. And you need about $30 trillion to pay for this. How do you do it? You take all of the social programs and destroy them. No social programs. They're all done. So that's how they're planning to pay for it.
Okay. This is the only thing that causes me to stand back and say, because and here's why. You've heard of zero-based budgeting?
Yeah.
Okay. And former Governor Paula Page was an advocate of this, and in some departments they actually did. Okay, take your existing budget, go to zero, okay, and now build it up. Don't take the existing budget and try to build upon it, okay? Go to zero. If we actually went and stripped away all of the other programs and then put this into place, maybe we could build something better from the ground up. I wonder, might it be worth even talking about? That's the question. Caller, hi. Is universal income a concept worth even exploring in Maine?
Oh, why not? I mean, God, the 11 families that just showed up are going to enjoy it. Why shouldn't the rest of us?
Sarcasm. Let me turn on the sarcasm filter right there. To take the next call, hi, GHRT. Caller, is universal income a concept worth exploring in Maine? What are you thinking?
Not at all. The founding fathers, went to war with the largest naval power on the planet over a 10% tax rate. And we're already at a 40% tax rate. If you count all the state, local, and federal taxes, I mean, it's ridiculous.
One of the founding fathers was in favor of it, so don't go.
Do we consider Thomas Paine really one of the founding fathers?
Well, he was a revolutionary.
Well, did he sign the Declaration of Independence?
Sounded not like Hancock, but he signed it. I have done some math here, or at least I've looked it up. If you gave $10,000 to every U.S. adult, okay?
It went to 10,000? It went from 1,000 to 10,000?
Well, you get it every month.
Well, that would be 12,000.
Well, I figured at 10,000, maybe take a vacation. $10,000 to every U.S. adult. Now you've got to distribute $2.5 trillion in benefits each year. Now, that's 75% of the government's income right now, of the 2018 revenues. So to fund the UBI, Congress will have to pass one of two things. It's simple, even for dummies like me. You either pass a massive tax increase or you make massive spending cuts. That's it. Now, the massive spending cuts they're talking about are all social programs.
Text messages coming into us in the MTG text line is 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. This person says Thomas Paine was a moonbat. This person writes, it's communism, and I think it might flirt with a full definition. This person says it's idiocracy. Ben doubts they will take away all the programs. This person writes, it sounds like it's already in place. I spend thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in taxes, and other people seem to get checks. This person writes, I already make more than $1,000 per month. Why should I get a pay cut? And this person writes, there's a reason the Pilgrims scrapped it. Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Our question of the day, is universal income a concept even worth exploring in Maine? What are you thinking?
No, not at all, Rick. The problem is, in order to give somebody something, the government actually has to take it away from somebody else. So it's just, rubbing Peter to pay Paul. The middle class is going to end up taking it hard for that one.
Can we add another name to that? Peter, Paul, and then put James in there, and here's why. Because you're going to rob Peter to pay Paul, but you got to hire someone to handle the money going from Peter to pay Paul, and that's James. So it's going to cost you more than what you took from Peter to pay Paul. It's taking from Peter, taking from that paying James, but taking enough to compensate James to paying Paul. Did you get all that? Good. This person writes, they're going to give us all a check, but we can't fix our roads. That sounds positive. Again, with the sarcasm.
Well, this thing surfaces every once in a while. Again, back in the 1600s, they're talking about it. In the 70s and the 80s, it started to gain traction overseas in Europe. And then, you know, even when Nixon was president, he talked about it in a different kind of way. Now, Nixon would be considered not a liberal by any means, but he talked about changing the income tax. So you have negative income tax, which was the same idea. We've been messing around with this since 16-something, and there is no easy answer. There is no answer to it. And we got, why are we wasting not only the state of Maine? It's one of the hot items, quote-unquote, at the end of the year in think tanks all over the country because of AI.
Well, we want to talk about it, at least, right? That's the question. Oh, this person writes to us, sweet, I'm quitting my job. You're going to be able to live on $1,000? It's still going to be taxable income, isn't it?
Well, I don't think you pay any taxes after this. I just think we all live free. Back in the 60s, what was it? Free love and trial marriage.
Caller, hello. The George Hale, Rick Tyler Show. Is universal income a concept? Universal income a concept even worth exploring in Maine? What are you thinking?
No, of course it's not, but they will explore it anyway. That guy that's going to quit his job, he can live fine on $1,000 a month if he gets all the other welfare benefits out there for him. So he'll be fine.
No,
well, one of the things is
no welfare benefits.
The idea is they're going to scrap the rest of the welfare programs out there. And if that's the case, then I want to take a look at WIC, because I don't think that right now a single mom is going to be able to raise more than one kid on $1,000 a month. She's going to need some other assistance. Caller, hi, GHRT. Is universal income a concept worth exploring in Maine? What are you thinking?
No way. It's just another way to keep you stupid, dumbed down, lazy, and in front of the TV.
This person agrees with you in a text message writing, I don't think that universal income is a good thing. People will get lazier, and I believe prices on everything will increase. Huh. Caller, hi, GHRT. We ask you the question of the day. Is universal income a concept worth exploring in Maine? There's a committee that will do so, but before they get together, what are you thinking?
Well, it's not for me to argue with Thomas Paine, and, you know, these are the radio topics that try men's souls. You know, I wish people would, Thomas Paine was a revolutionary. He created the pamphlets that they handed out to rebels and other people to go against the British, you know. Hopefully people can remember their history.
Okay, but moving back, to get you on the topic, stick to the topic for us, and what do you
think? Well, we're talking the topic. He's the one that brought it up, as people have said. The topic is have an open mind, keep it open, and see if we can change what isn't. The only reason they're offering it is because people are underwater for everything.
Okay, but is everyone underwater for everything? Is the entire system not working? And does that mean you should scrap the entire system and bring in universal income? GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.